President Donald Trump returns to the Oval Office during treatment for COVID-19. By Charlie Spiering on October 7, 2020. President Donald Trump on Wednesday returned to the Oval Office despite his ongoing fight with COVID-19. Speculation mounted after a Marine helicopter posted outside the West Wing for the first time in several days. White House reporters familiar with the security protocol in the building know that when a Marine is posted outside the door of the West Wing, the president is typically in the Oval Office. White House spokesman Brian Morgenstern confirmed the news to reporters and said the president was getting briefed on stimulus talks and government preparations for Hurricane Delta. The president met with Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino, according to Bloomberg News reporter Jennifer Jacobs, walking from the residence of the White House to the outside entrance of the Oval Office. Earlier in the day, Morgenstern spoke to reporters about the protocol the White House was putting in place for interactions with the president in the Oval Office and elsewhere in the building. "We have PPE that we can use. We can interact with him standing back like you're standing back," he said. "And people can wear masks, or goggles or gloves or whatever may be needed." Morgenstern noted that the White House disinfected the West Wing regularly and also reminded reporters that the president had been symptom-free of the virus for over 24 hours. He reminded reporters that the president safely interacted with doctors on a regular basis and that White House staff could do the same. "We're glad to have him back at the White House," Morgenstern said.